This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Politicians, donors, and special interests, hear these words from me and all of you today. There is only one core issue in the immigration debate, and that issue is the well-being of the American people. Nothing even comes a close second. Hillary Clinton, for instance, talks constantly about her fears that families will be separated. But she's not talking about the American families who have been permanently separated from their loved ones because of a preventable homicide, because of a preventable death, because of murder. No, she's only talking about families who come here in violation of the law. We will treat everyone living or residing in our country with great dignity. So important. We will be fair, just, and compassionate to all. But our greatest compassion must be for our American citizens.
Well, did you hear the swing of momentum? What a momentous time for one Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, the Democrats have got to be absolutely wiggy. Everything that they thought Trump could not be, they had convinced themselves, the mainstream media had convinced themselves that Donald Trump, there was no way he was going to make this transition to a politician, to a statesman, to a diplomat. And I got to tell you, it was a home run as far as I was concerned. I know some are hesitant to call it that, but I look at that and I go, wow, you know, being of Hispanic descent, to be side by side to the Mexican president and to be able to have a conversation. It wasn't like they went there and they met for 5 minutes and the president said, okay, let's get this done with, get in front of the microphones. I mean, they actually had a conversation. And, you know, and you got to love the media. And of course, they go right after it right away. You know, who's going to build the wall? You know, did he say it was, well, of course, like you expected President Pena to say, oh, yeah, we're going to build the wall? Of course not. He had to save face. But I love the fact that Donald Trump maintained the position, because that's what negotiation is all about. I mean, if you say you can't do that, you're right. You can't do it. So give up. Let somebody else do it. Right.
Well, definitely. And there again, they this is another case where they can't, the things that he said, they can't pick apart. Mm-hmm. He had a couple great things that he said yesterday. And he said them in a very political way, in a very, you know, he just talked about, you know, look, we're not going to treat these people as if they're, you know, we'll treat them with dignity. We'll treat them, you know, but the thing that gets me on this is that if we open the border, it's only a one-way open border.
Right. Yeah, Mexico's not about to open the border.
Yeah. If you have a DUI, you can't get into Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it would only be open borders, or only we have to open our borders, mm-hmm. but nobody else is going to open. Nobody else in the world has open borders.
Well, I'll tell you, what did you think about the angel mothers that he had and fathers that he had on stage? Did you see that part? I couldn't help it, Scott. I welled up. I mean, tears were rolling down my face. I was so touched by that. By that plea, this is our fellow citizens, the pain they went through, and who let them through the gate, who let the borders open. Plus, on top of that, they talked, the president talked about the gun running. Who did the gun running? President Obama did the gun running with Fast and Furious, lest we forget. The conversation will continue. Thanks for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go if you want to find out how you can connect with 280-plus affiliates or anywhere around the world via shortwave. It is all right there, along with some other pertinent information that I think will be helpful, including some podcasts and past interviews for your information as well. Hey, it is time right now for Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam. Dr. Herb London, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Well, sir, good timing with all that's going on right now. We've got the international elites coming together, and in light of Brexit and the force that is disturbing things, not only in the United States, but we would say as a result of Brexit as well around Europe, they're getting a little nervous, aren't they?
Well, I think the Europeans are very nervous, and I think they have good reason to be nervous. You see the unraveling, or the possible unraveling, of the European Union. You see Greece still on its knees, having great problems economically. You see the French, who are very desirous of getting out. You see the Czechs, who are going to have a vote and will probably vote against staying in the European Union. You're looking at the defense problems and the anti-terror units that they put in place and whether, in fact, they can fund those activities. So, yes, the Europeans have a lot of problems.
So what's this $14 billion tax bill they're throwing at Apple at the last minute? Is this kind of a Hail Mary pass here on their end, or what's going
to
go on with that?
Well, to some degree it is. It is a Hail Mary pass. And what they're saying is, look, we want to try and find ways of generating revenue, and we're unable to do it on our own. If you look at Europe today, I mean, there's very few productive activities in Europe. I mean, the Bayer company in Switzerland continues to do reasonably well. And there are some that, I mean, some Nestle's does reasonably well. But by and large, the European economy is in the doldrums. And it's in the doldrums because the taxes are so high. The social arrangements are so onerous that it's very difficult for businesses to remain intact. The difficulty that the Europeans have had, and they've had it now for more than 20 years, is that they keep building up the social structure without at the same time recognizing the horrible effect it's having on innovation and the development of new products. So by and large, the Europeans have been living on their past. There's a lot of feed capital in Europe and a lot of ruin in a society, but the Europeans have been moving in a direction that is clearly adverse for economic growth.
So how does the EU explain to me preempt Ireland and their government and says, get out of the way, you didn't tax enough, so we're going to tax Apple?
Well, again, I mean, this is precisely the issue. One of the reasons why Brexit may have a very salutary effect on the British economy is for precisely what you've just said. The British are now free to come up with lower tax arrangements. They could come up with the lowest corporate tax in Europe and, in fact, attract a lot of capital and a lot of corporations as a consequence. So I do think that we're seeing a kind of interesting worldview where the Europeans are saying, you've got to continue to maintain very high taxes or else you can't stay in the Union. Well,
right.
That's a good reason to leave the Union.
Exactly. Well, it sounds similar to what's happening here in this country. Democratic policies have done everything they can to dissuade business, and we know by empirical evidence that business will go where it's welcomed. Hence, you know, moving overseas, chumming up with Ireland, taking advantage of their deals. I mean, Rick Perry got away with all kinds of stuff. Thank you very much, Governor Brown and California, that did everything they could to chase away business, and he used to spend, I think it was estimated, something like 2 hours a day talking to California businesses saying, why do you want to stay in California when you can come here and put some serious money to your bottom line?
Well, you've got 50 states that are competing with one another, and of course, that's one way to compete. But you have a kind of misguided Secretary of the Treasury who is now saying to various corporations, you cannot leave the United States. We'll impose all kinds of taxes on you. We'll impose all kinds of onerous regulations on you, but you can't leave the United States. Whatever is going on in your business, it doesn't make any difference. Whether you're making money or not making money, you are unable to leave America. Well, this is odd. Why don't you simply say, we're going to lower the tax rate. We're going to lower corporate taxes. They're at 35%, among the highest in the world at the moment now. Why don't we lower them and see whether, in fact, this has an effect on keeping businesses here? So instead of disincentives, why don't you create incentives? I mean, I don't quite understand the Secretary of the Treasury, whose view on this matter is so thoughtless and so anachronistic that it strikes me as very odd that it cannot see why corporations are eager to leave the United States. It's not that they don't love America. They love America. But the problem is that the corporate tax rate is so high, it's very difficult to maintain business and stay here at the same time.
Well, are we surprised? Jack Lew, after all, you know, his vision is that America should be paying $8 for a gallon of gas. So why would he think that, you know, the corporate tax rate is not high enough?
Well, again, these are guys who go into government without any understanding of common sense. I mean, these are commonsensical provisions. I'm not talking about something that's exotic. Interestingly, he has been far more imaginative in ways to keep people in the country, to force them to remain in the country, than he is in simply looking at what would be a reasonable way of keeping these people here by providing incentives for corporations to remain in the United States.
Well, they keep that stuff up, then Trump doesn't have to worry about Mexico building the wall. It'll be Obama and Democrats building the wall to keep businesses in the United States. What do you think?
Well, you know something, Bill? They're doing that. They're doing that, yeah. In effect, they're not creating the physical wall, but they're creating the tax wall and the ideological wall, and then making it very difficult for businesses to stay in the United States, to stay in business at all. And what you're doing is you're driving out private capital in the United States. And for every dollar of private capital that you drop, you lose, and you put back into the public sector, means that the government has more and more authority. The notion of self-government, of a small, limited government, is a kind of peculiar idea for Democrats who likely believe that the only way in which the state can survive is for government to expand. It's an absurd notion, but has obviously become the Democratic way of life.
Well, maybe somehow they figured that a bigger government will increase the GDP. Have you ever seen that happen before?
Well, I don't know how you grow a society through a bigger government. In fact, it's the private sector that grows the economy. Tax revenue
exactly.
Doesn't come from government. I mean, when the President of the United States talks about the increase in jobs and he talks about municipal employment, this is ridiculous. Yeah, we have more and more government employees. It's true they're employed. But where is that money to come from? It comes from the private sector. It comes from taxpayers who are putting money into the government coffers so that the government can go out and hire people. If anything, what you want is a smaller government, a government that is limited in size, a government that creates incentives for the private sector to grow. That again, I'm not saying this as a Republican. I'm saying this because it is a simple, easy understanding of how an economy works. And when you do not work in that fashion, when you do not conduct yourself in that fashion, what generally happens is the economies fail. And that's one of the
exactly.
reasons why the Europeans are having so much difficulty today.
It really is simple math, isn't it? I mean, maybe it's just too simple, and that's the problem, because the elites think there has to be a lot more to it. Otherwise, we'll figure out that it is simple math, and in a lot of ways, they're not as important and significant to our lives as they would want us to believe. Our conversation with Dr. Herb London continues. We'll pick it up right after that. Herb, stay with us. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At the Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to the Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
America 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Our conversation with Dr. Herb London, the author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam, continues. Herb, I cut you off there at the end, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to chime in and finish your thought.
Well, look, you made, I think, an interesting point about common sense economics, and there's no question that the arithmetic associated with this is very clear. The problem, however, is that what is not clear and what has to be added to the equation are the political questions. And the political questions arrive at a very, you arrive at a very different conclusion. If, in fact, the government can provide handouts for a significant portion of the population, creating a sense of dependency, and that dependency leads to the support of one party over another, then, in fact, all of the arithmetic is thrown out the window. It's meaningless. What
exactly
does count is getting people to register a vote for the Democratic Party, the party that grows, that creates municipal employment, and, in fact, creates all of these food stamps and other government giveaways. So if you can provide giveaways, then that means be reelected. It doesn't make much difference what kind of economic arithmetic Herb Blunden, or for that matter, Bill Martinez, or anyone else creates.
You're exactly right. And that's the problem, is that the entitlement class works hand in hand with the elites. The elites know if they build the entitlement class, it ensures their reelection, doesn't it?
Well, I think that's exactly right. It's one of the reasons why there's so much cynicism about Washington, D.C., because people are elected, and the first thing that comes to mind is, how do I get reelected? I'm going to run every 2 years on the Congress. How do I get reelected? Well, one of the ways in which you get reelected is to provide giveaways. The other day, I was riding through Maryland, and one of the things that's so interesting is that all you see in Maryland are streets, avenues, bridges, roads that are named after congressmen. Now, those congressmen didn't put their own money into those roads.
Right.
They didn't put their own money into those bridges or statues. Why are they named after those people? It always strikes me as so odd. They have used taxpayer money to create a legacy for themselves and these monuments for their future and for their past. I don't quite understand why we honor people in that way. If someone has created real wealth in this society and has built something on his own, that person should be honored. But why do we honor congressmen who haven't done anything to spend the taxpayers' money?
Just a very brief story.
Davy Crockett was elected to the Congress for one term from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And during the course of that one term, he was asked a number of questions about providing aid to various people and various causes. And he supported all of them, largely because he thought these were charitable activities that he had to support. When he got back to his hometown in Tennessee, one of his close friends said to him, you know, you're not doing so well. And he was astonished. What do you mean I'm not doing so well? I think I'm doing all of the right things. I'm trying to help people. And his friend said to him, why don't you read the Constitution? Look at Article 1, the role that the Congress is supposed to play vis-a-vis the executive branch of government. And it's clear when after Davy Crockett reads this document, he comes back and he says, well, you know something, we shouldn't be spending money in this way. There's no provision for it in the Constitution. And with words that echo across the corridors of history, he says to his members of Congress, it's not yours to spend. It's not yours to spend. Now, I wish those words would echo through the Congress again. There's
exactly
just the realization that there are limits on what the Congress can spend the taxpayers' money on. We no longer have any understanding of that. And we keep expanding the notion of the common welfare, the common good, by suggesting that the Congress has an obligation to spend money on everything that you could possibly think of in an effort to secure the common welfare. But the common welfare is no longer common, and the welfare that's given away is generally designed to support one party over another.
Without a doubt, and they've lost focus on what the Constitution is all about. And as you say, it's we the people. It's a government of, for, and by we the people. And they've turned it into a government of, for, and by the elites. You know, these monuments and these street names, as you mentioned, Herb, you know, it wasn't we the people that erected them. They did it themselves. And they went there to the groundbreakings, the celebrations, and all that out of arrogance, and went there for all the photo ops. And meanwhile, it was our money that they used to do it with, and they get credit for it. So I agree, it doesn't make sense. But if we the people are not going to stand up and say, look, it no more, then it's going to be more of the same. And right now, we're already looking at almost $20 trillion in debt that we want to talk about, and we don't want to talk about the total liability because that gets too depressing, and we're having a hard enough time trying to get our brain around $20 trillion, right?
Well, for the last 90 years, what you've seen in the United States is a form of seduction. That is, with the government saying, you know something, we're going to give you something, and every class, every group in America is going to get something for it. Whether it's a tax deduction for interest on your mortgage, whatever it is, every American is going to derive a benefit from government, because that's the way in which you're going to be reelected. The government continues to grow in the process. You reach a point where you have $20 trillion. Think about that. If we had a 5%, a real 5% interest rate of the kind that we've known historically, this country would have to spend more on financing the debt than we do on defense policy. The country is bankrupt. And so we do not even ask ourselves, how did this happen? It happened in largely because of this deduction. Every move on the chessboard has already been taken. There are very few options. And if you say, let's talk about the third rail issues in America that are very much corrosive, and that is all the entitlements. Let's talk about Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. You are going to be drummed out of politics.
Exactly.
God forbid someone says, oh, my God, you know something, we can't afford this anymore. America's got to look at these matters differently. Oh, that would be the end. Your political career is over. So,
Exactly. Again,
the seduction is very, very deep in the United States. And it's a problem that we are facing. You might call it the European disease has come to America.
Exactly. And it's going to be a lot. There's a lot of pain just right on the other side of the horizon here, Herb, that America is going to be faced with one way or another. Either we're going to be proactive about it or we're going to be reactive. And unfortunately, experience has taught us that sometimes we have to hit the ground to realize the law of gravity still exists.
Well, part of the difficulty is you need people with courage. That is politicians with chests. And again, it's very, very difficult, because how do you even get on the public scene if you say these things? How do you get the kind of recognition that's necessary? I remember running for office in New York, and I was described as the nutty professor. Yeah, I'm a nutty professor because I believe in the free market, I believe in free people, and I believe in the Constitution. So I'm nutty. Again, this demonstrates a good deal about what has happened with people in the media who believe that only government can provide the answers. So in a sense, the media is an extension of government. The fourth estate is not independent. It is now an extension of the government party.
And this is the problem that we're dealing with right now, Herb. You're exactly right in why people are so frustrated with the mainstream media. Now, we've got the G20 taking place next week. President Obama is going to be working on Labor Day. He's going to be there in China, meeting with Turkey's Erdogan and, dare I say, Vladimir Putin.
I mean, think about the conversations that are going to take place. Putin, for example, has already dismissed this man. And he is saying, you know something, it doesn't make any difference what you think or do. We have our own agenda, and the agenda doesn't even include the United States. It's interesting when you had this demarche between Turkey and Russia, that is 2 weeks ago, and Erdogan makes a public comment about now, despite all of the difficulties and the contest between Turkey and Russia, we are going to heal our wounds. I know what that deal really means. It means that the Turks are going to ignore Assad, even though they wanted him ousted. They're going to ignore that. And the Russians are going to ignore the Turkish desire to decimate the Kurds. That's the deal. Not stated publicly, but that is the deal. Now, where's the United States in this calculus? Again, very interestingly, Erdogan, in talking about this publicly, does not even mention the United States. We're not even a variable in this equation. The United States doesn't exist. We have no leverage. None at all.
That's right.
And so in the Middle East, the strong horse is now Russia. And they're not
Herb,
only the strong
we're
horse,
all out of time, and we'll keep the conversation going. I appreciate you coming on, Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research. Thank you, Herb.
Bill, always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you. All the best.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fools game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, America. Fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And if you're here in Alohaville with me in Hawaii, it's very, very early, 3 to 6 in the morning. And it's a pleasure and honor to have you along with us as we fight the good fight to get this country back on track. John Zemarek, speaking of which, is with us, senior editor of The Stream. You can go to stream.org. For all the information, received his B.A. from Yale University in 1986. He says, please don't hold that against him. Of course, we won't. You know, we appreciate John's brilliance and insight here. Author and co-author of 6 books, including his recent The Race to Save Our Century. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, were you impressed with Donald Trump? I mean, you talk about a highlight moment. I kept thinking as I was watching him there in Mexico next to the president, I'm thinking, wow, suddenly this is a instant reinvention of this candidate. And he looked very presidential, very much a politician and a diplomat. This was a classic setting for him.
I thought it was very impressive and the perfect setup for his policy speech on immigration, which I also thought was very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, you knew the media couldn't help themselves right away. They had to ask, you know, right there in the Q&A, which, they, you know, was said initially. They weren't sure they were going to have a Q&A after the two presentations, you know, from President Peña and then Donald Trump. Of course, the first question, who's going to pay for the wall? So,
yeah.
You know, it's amazing, John. These people do not understand the art of the deal. They don't understand how to negotiate. I mean, well, let's face it, they're journalists. And they've been right. Used to hearing from an administration for a long time, you can't do this. Well, you can't do that. And everything's no. And I remember, you know, from reading as a young child, what Henry Ford used to say. He says, if you can't do something, you're probably right. And that's been the consequence of this administration and the political force that has been driving this country into the ditch.
Right, right, exactly. I think it was very good political maneuvering on Trump's part. It's the kind of thing we've been expecting from him for a long time. I don't know why he was floundering for the last almost 2 months of campaigning. You know, we've been waiting for this since the Indiana primary. And I hope there's more of it, and I hope it's enough to close the gap.
Yeah, John, maybe he set his ego aside a little bit. What do you think? I mean, clearly he went into this, and, hey, he's the guy. He had trademarked, let's make America great again. He's a strong personality. And now he's, sees, okay, the contest was such that Hillary's a dead cat bounce after the convention was a little bit more than that. And, he was losing it. I mean, his own people. I mean, I had calls from inside his organization where people were saying, well, it's done. We're going to focus now on the Senate races and that. I said, really? You guys are giving up already? You know, but that's how I think that's how serious this was. And for him, you know, to get Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon involved. And I think also just the reality that he could possibly lose. And, the very thing he said about Mitt Romney, he could be the epilogue to Mitt Romney.
That's right. And I'm sure he actually cares about the country and the prospect of having been the man to hand Hillary Clinton the White House and the Supreme Court and the keys to our borders, you know. And I thought it was very powerful what he said last night. This election is our last chance to control immigration and the borders in America. And I think he's right. I think Hillary Clinton is committed to a radical open borders position. She, just the way she sold access to the State Department to the highest bidder, to the Clinton Foundation. She's basically selling American citizenship to people who will be future Democrat voters and donors.
Well, I don't know why America is surprised. I mean, this is a woman, this is a man-woman team, the Clinton team, that leveraged the Lincoln bedroom to the tune of, something like $5.3 million? I mean, they had a coin-operated vending machine there in the entrance. If you wanted to get into the Lincoln bedroom, it was up for sale, right?
Well, to be fair, that sounds like the kind of thing Trump might do, honestly.
Well, he might need that to help build the wall. I don't care. Just as long as but if that money
about it, yeah.
If the money goes in the right place, who cares? I mean, the problem is it's all going into, you know, anybody's pocket but the people's pocket, right?
Exactly.
I mean, hey, look it. I think Trump being the businessman, if he could get away with putting a lemonade stand outside of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and not be regulated to death and shut down, he might do it, you know?
That's a good
Why
point.
Not? Hey, well, what about
last night with
okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
No,
last
go ahead.
Night when those family members.
Oh, wow.
People
was that
were killed by illegal immigrants. I was just, first of all, I was bawling.
Yes.
And it was a very powerful moment. And I can't think of another American politician who would have had the chutzpah to do that. But it was right. It was absolutely appropriate. And I thought he may have just won the election.
I thought so, too.
Hope so.
Yeah, this was very dramatic, and it was something, you know, my old mentor used to say, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competition. And I think that in this case, Hillary's slow response, I mean, here it is. The president of Mexico offers an invitation to both Hillary and Donald Trump, and in a matter of days, Trump is in Mexico.
Well, I think that the president of Mexico did not offer enough of a fee for Hillary Clinton. She's not used to appearing for less than $300,000.
Yes, right, exactly. Maybe.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Hasn't had a press conference in months and she's running for president. I mean, talk about it. She's running a Rose Garden strategy and she hasn't even been elected.
Right. You know, the interesting counterpoint from the Democrats, John, I found was, they were going, well, you know, these numbers that you're talking about, people dying, you know, these angel parents that came up, you know, that's just, you guys are inflating these numbers. And I thought, wait a minute, the gall of you people. You are the ones that are talking about gun control. If you could just save one person in controlling our guns and limiting even more so our Second Amendment right, that's a championing cause. But all of a sudden now for immigration, that carries no water for you. How hypocritical.
That's right. If one of these people had falsely accused a student of raping them, like the woman in Columbia University who dragged a mattress all over campus to every class, and it turned out, you know, she's basically either making it up or grossly exaggerating it. Now, that woman became a national media hero. But these people who actually had family members killed by aliens, criminal aliens who should have been deported, well, you know what, that's just... That's a Republican news story. We're not going to cover that one.
This is why Trump is resonating. He is connecting with the people's cause. And the people are, boy, I'll tell you, this was so powerful and so clear on so many levels, John, yesterday, what Trump brought to the forefront. And he's championing the cause of the American people. And understanding at the same time, that he needed to maintain some dignity and respect for immigrants who have come here for whatever reason, and they vary. No doubt about it. If you and I were on the other side of the border, we would do everything we could to get here if we thought we could help our families. And if, by the way, there were American people on the other side saying, hey, come here, buenvenidos, you're welcome, come on, you know, we've got goodies for you, and we'll help you out. I mean, hey, we've all been complicit on this, and it's a very complex issue, and I tweeted out last night it was complex because this has been something that the Democrats have been kicking down the road. A lot of the problems we have with immigration has been because of them. John Zemerica has been with us. Thank you, John. He's the author of Race to Save Our Century.
It's an affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This report is brought to you by Staples. The back-to-school season can be stressful for parents and students alike. As the end of the summer approaches, many retailers are already stocking holiday candy and decor, making it difficult to find school supplies. Parents can rely on Staples to have the school supplies their children need in stock throughout the back-to-school season, at the lowest prices guaranteed. Christine Mallon, Vice President of Retail Marketing at Staples, joins us to share some back-to-school advice.
As the start of school approaches, many retailers have moved on and started stocking for the next holiday. At Staples, parents can shop confidently, knowing that we're still in stock on all of the back-to-school essentials they need at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Staples keeps school essentials in stock all season long at the lowest prices. Shop the Less List for School, weekly school steals, and take advantage of the 110% lowest price guarantee to stay on budget. For more, visit staples.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC PVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Juju bees in one hand, the big popcorn in the other, nice and fresh, that he uses for everybody else. He kind of shares because he's a sharing kind of guy. Steve the Movie Guy is with us live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. The Movie Guy is giving us the big rundown on what is going on with the winners and losers this past weekend at the box office. Steve, well, how are we doing?
Well, we're doing fine. Don't Breathe. That thriller was number one at the box office, 27.4 million. Suicide Squad. Do you realize Suicide Squad has made about 300 million so far?
Boy, amazing. Amazing what that has done. Yeah,
it was number two. Kubo and the Two Strings, that was number three. That's an animated film. If you have some time over the long Labor Day weekend, that might be one to check out. Sausage Party, of course, still in there. That's made about 80 million so far. That was number four. And Mechanic Resurrection. Not quite the resurrection they were hoping for. Maybe they
need to resuscitate
the resurrection. 7.5 million, but it will do well in the aftermarket, as they say.
What's going on? Is it just the end of summer doldrums here?
Yeah,
I mean, we just got fried because we rang the box office so strong the last couple of weeks.
No, this is typical for this time of year. This is the end of the movie season, the summer movie season. And so, all the big blockbusters have been rolled out, and we're going into a different phase of cinema.
We're in the yawning phase, are we?
No, I don't think so. Just different sorts of movies. And, well, you know, this is a long weekend, so you have a chance to, Peach Dragon is still out there. That's a good movie.
Oh, yeah, right, sure. Caught up. Exactly, yeah.
Warren's still there. Ben-Hur, if you want to check that out. Florence Foster Jenkins. Southside with you. I had a chance to see that last weekend. Regardless of your politics, it's a nice, sweet movie about,
Barack Obama and
Michelle there. Very well done. Cool music as well. Kind of takes you back to the early 80s. So a lot out there. But we have some new films arising this weekend, arriving in the theaters. One called The Light Between Oceans. This is based on a book by M.L. Stedman. This is a beautiful movie to look at. You have a great cast, Michael Fassbender, Alicia Vikander, Rachel Weisz. And it's a heartbreaking drama about faith, love, moral dilemmas, and the length to which one couple will go to see their dreams realized. I mean, 58% of the critics are recommending this. Here's the deal. You have this guy. His name is Tom Kornowski, right? Tom Shelbourne, I guess is his name, played by Michael Fassbender. He's this young veteran from World War One. He's still numb from his years in combat. He takes a job as a lighthouse keeper on Janus Rock, this remote island off the coast of Western Australia. He's the only guy that lives there. He's the sole inhabitant. He loves the monotony of the chores and the solitude. But then he meets the daughter of the school's headmaster in the local town on the mainland, who, by the way, is played by Alicia Vikander. So if you're going to be on a remote island, right?
Hey,
not bad.
Wow.
They have Alicia Vikander nearby.
Oh, you say thank you for education.
Yes, indeed. So, right, he becomes a fan of secondary education. Anyway, they get married, of course, and they're living this beautiful life on the island. Their only problem is they can't start a family. So that's the only, their happiness is only marred by this fact. So when a rowboat with a dead man and an infant girl mysteriously washes ashore, well, Isabel believes their prayers have been answered. Now, Tom is torn now between reporting the lost child and pleasing the woman that he loves. So, against his better judgment, he agrees to let Isabel raise the child as their own, making a choice with devastating consequences. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
What is this, a female Noah version or something here? What's going on?
That's what it is. And 58% are recommending that. I might have to see this week. Wait, it just might be that sort of a thing. Then, of course, we've heard of Ridley Scott, right?
Yes.
The director, he's the guy that gave us Black Hawk Down, Blade Runner, Alien, Gladiator. Well, his son, Luke Scott, is now in the family business. He's directing his first film. It's called Morgan. This looks terrifying. The critics, only 42% are recommending, but this, you know, I've seen the trailer. It looks terrifying because it is a horror film that is based on very realistic facts. So it makes it all the more scary, at least in my estimation. Here's the deal. You got this corporate troubleshooter played by Kate Mara. She's sent to a remote, top-secret location where she is to investigate and evaluate this terrifying accident. Now, what she learns the event was triggered by a seemingly innocent human who presents both a mystery of both infinite promise and immense danger. Kate Mara is in this. Luke Scott in his directorial debut, 42% recommending Morgan this weekend. And speaking of nepotism, nepotism's okay as long as you keep in the family, right?
Yeah, of course.
We have.
So it makes it work, last time I checked.
Absolutely. Okay. We have this movie called Yoga Hosers, 24% recommending. We have the director, Kevin Smith, and Johnny Depp getting together in this. It stars Johnny Depp along with Lily Rose Depp and Harley Quinn Smith. So you have Kevin and Johnny getting together and casting their daughters in this movie. It's actually the second movie starring their daughters. And they play 15-year-old yoga nuts, Colleen Collette and Colleen McKenzie. They love their smartphones, hate their after-school job at this convenience store. But when an ancient evil rises from beneath Canada's crust, threatens their invitation to the grade 12 party, while the Colleens join forces with the legendary manhunter from Montreal by the name of Guy Lapointe, of course, played by Johnny Depp. And, mayhem ensues in this thing. Let me see what critics had to say about it. It says, Depp and Smith, hey, if they want to put their kids in a big, expensive home movie, fine, do it, but show it at home.
Hey, he's got an expensive divorce to pay for, man. Give him a break, huh?
I guess. Yoga Hosers out there in theaters this weekend. Mm-hmm. That sounds like your cup of tea. We also have a movie called Brotherhood. This is a sequel to a movie that came out in 2010. Unfortunately, I didn't see the original. But first of all, there was Kidulthood. Then there was Adulthood. Now comes Noel Clark's latest installment of Brotherhood. And you have Sam facing up to a new world. He realizes it also comes with new problems, new challenges that he must face. He knows it will require old friends to help him survive the new dangers. That all makes sense if you happen to see the original Brotherhood. You have Brotherhood not reviewed for the critics, but the sequel is in theaters this weekend. And then, Bill, you may be wondering, whatever happened to Jerry Lewis?
Huh? Funny you should say that. I often think about it because, and of course, this is the time, right? You know,
well, it is the time.
Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, well, that used to be the time. He doesn't do that anymore. But, yeah, it used to be the big muscular dystrophy telethon that he used to host. But he is back. He hasn't been in a movie for 20 years because there just aren't a lot of parts out there for 80 or 90-year-olds. And he, by the way, is 90 years old. And he's in a movie this weekend called Max Rose, The Legend Is Back. I've never been a huge Jerry Lewis fan, but if you are, you might want to check this out. Kind of an interesting story here. Max Rose, he's a legendary jazz musician. He's retired. His beloved wife of nearly six decades has just passed away. And although his career wasn't everything he had hoped for, Max always felt like a real success because his beautiful, elegant wife, Eva, was by his side. And then he's going through her effects, and he discovers a love note from another man, a shocking revelation that leads him to believe that his entire marriage, maybe his entire life, was built on a lie. So following this period of anger and withdrawal, he decides to confront the man who stole his wife in the hopes that he will learn to and provide answers that he so desperately needs. There you go. It's called Max Rose, The Legend is Back. Jerry Lewis, at the age of 90, appearing in this, 50% of the critics recommending.
You know, Steve-O, you know, you look back at the career of Jerry Lewis. I mean, outside, I mean, so many people relate to Jerry Lewis because of the telethon and what he did for muscular dystrophy. But, you know, the Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis years are classic. What they did, I mean, it is golden.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, but I tell you, that's one of those deals you can, you know, you talk about a long weekend. You can go through and watch some of those, you know, those old sitcoms with Lewis and Martin and those movies and that. They were awesome. I mean, they're very, very funny.
Yeah, and that, like I said, was a long time ago, and now at the age of 90, appearing in the Midwall, that could be the rebirth of his career.
Yeah,
maybe seeing more from Jerry Lewis in the future.
Yep.
We have another one called The Ninth Life of Louis Drax. This is based on a best-selling novel by Liz Jensen. It looks terrific, and it has a great cast here. This is about a kid. He survives 8 near-death accidents through his obviously very unlucky life. And
he's got to stop doing that.
Well, I tell you, he plunges off a steep cliff on his 9th birthday, and he falls into a coma. Police investigate the cause of Louis' near-fatal fall and the whereabouts of his violent father, Peter, played by Aaron Paul. Then you have this acclaimed neurologist who is played by Jamie Dornan. I love Jamie Dornan. Anyway, he uses unorthodox techniques to try to tap into this kid's unconscious mind while he is unconscious, obviously. Mm-hmm. He wants to reveal the truth about the events that led to his condition, but he's drawn deeper and deeper into the mystery, and as new clues emerge in the case, a shocking revelation changes the fate of both Louis and everybody around him. Mm-hmm. Great cast, great movie. It's called Louis, The Ninth Life of Louis Drax, out in theaters this weekend. And then a movie called Equity, which was big at Sundance, premiered at Sundance this weekend, or this year, rather, and it premieres this weekend in theaters. This is starring Anna Gunn. If you're a Breaking Bad fan, you recognize that name. This is her first major role since that wrap. And she plays a senior investment banker, Naomi Bishop, who is threatened by a financial scandal and must entangle a web of corruption. Now, 81% are recommending, and the critics are saying this is a very interesting look at women in powerful positions. 81% recommending Equity. Then a movie called Things to Come.
Well, Steve, I don't think we're going to have Things to Come because we're all out of time.
Oh, I did.
But it's a great weekend to enjoy a lot of movies. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you at the Cineplex.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
I'm just...